What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 80 of the Car 5 podcast. We're getting up there. You guys know me. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about Dodge and how they are actually making a wide body kit a standard feature on a certain model as well as an option on a version of that model. And that's specifically the Charger. So as usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. So this is something cool because it's different. An automotive manufacturer implementing a wide body kit as a standard for a certain package of a car or version of a model of a car is definitely something different. And what that means specifically is for all forthcoming Hellcat Chargers from Dodge will now feature a standard wide body kit, which is something pretty crazy and unusual. But this wide body kit is also going to be an option on the RT Scat Pack Charger. And we'll get to those in just a quick second. But here's why it's cool and just different, because if you're a muscle car fan like myself, my favorite muscle car of all time, hands down, no questions asked, is a Shelby GT500. And I've seen that car with a body kit look absolutely fantastic. But I've also seen that car with a body kit look horrific and beyond disgusting. So the fact that Dodge is implementing a wide body kit on their Charger was kind of crazy at first, but when they released all the pictures, they did an absolutely exquisite job on that wide body kit. And the cool thing about it is it's not just for looks. It actually serves a genuine purpose. But what is that genuine purpose of adding a wide body kit? Most people think it just looks cool. Not necessarily. There's a purpose behind it. The reason for Dodge adding a wide body kit on their Hellcat Chargers or RT Scat Packs, if you want it, is to fit a bigger tire. That tire specifically is going to be a Pirelli P0s that measure at 305/35s via a 20x11-inch rim. So big rim, big tire, but also with that as well is Dodge is claiming better performance via in a quicker quarter mile time. So Dodge is claiming with this new wide body kit, which makes the car now 3.5 inches wider, because of that wider tire, you're going to get better traction on the car. A new, again, claimed quarter mile time of 10.96 seconds for the Hellcat Charger, which is going to give you 707 horsepower and 650 foot-pounds of torque. Now, that's just for the Hellcat, which is now going to be standard, that wide body kit. But let's just say you wanted this wide body kit, but you didn't want a Hellcat, or let's just say it happens to be a financial thing. You can't necessarily afford a Hellcat Charger, but you can afford an RT Scat Pack Charger. Need not to worry, because on the RT Scat Pack Charger, this is an option you can get. Now, as far as my knowledge, Dodge has not released that option price yet. I would imagine it'd be a little bit more expensive, maybe a little bit pricey, but nonetheless, you can get it with the RT Scat Pack putting out 485 horsepower and 475 foot-pounds of torque. This wide body kit with the bigger wheel is going to give you a 12.4 second quarter mile time, which definitely is better and not that bad technically for a standard muscle car. Now, the reason why I wanted to make an episode about this is because, frankly, Dodge did a great job with this. Again, if you're like me and you like muscle cars, you've seen anything and everything of people making exterior modifications via wide body kits, spoilers, additional aerodynamics on the car, and they either turn out great or they turn out just ugly and horrific and horrible, make you want to throw up in your mouth a little bit. But Dodge executed this perfectly. Not only is it functional and serves a genuine purpose, but it looks great too. So hat tip to Dodge on that one. It was something that I was a little concerned about, but they pulled that off great. They did a beautiful job. Short episode today, ladies and gentlemen, but this is an episode I want to have some fun with and talk about. Dodge, good job on that wide body kit. Serves a genuine purpose. Looks absolutely phenomenal. That concludes episode number 80. Don't forget to like on Facebook and follow on Instagram. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, feel free to head over to the YouTube channel as well if you're not watching here already. If you see what you like on the channel, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You guys know if you ever need anything from me, shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Now, also remember, if you guys are looking for your something from your favorite car company, some merchandise, hat, shirt, jacket, sweatshirt, anything you need, go ahead and check out the link in bio. I got a coupon code for you guys there as well, www.tog.com. Last but not least, don't forget to tune into the next episode, episode number 81. We're going to be talking about how Aston Martin, bless their hearts, keeping the manual transmission alive. Their upcoming 2022 Aston Martin Vanquish will be featuring a manual gearbox. Super excited for that. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.